This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The suspect in the Club Q attack in Colorado Springs is facing hate crime charges in the shooting. Alderson Aldrich was in court this morning in El Paso County and faces 5 counts of first-degree murder and 5 counts of committing a bias-motivated crime. 305 total counts against Aldrich were filed in the shooting. Aldrich is being held without bail. Earlier this year, the Denver Art Museum repatriated 4 looted artworks to Cambodia. Now, its Thai collection is under investigation. CPR's Eden Lane has an update.
After recent articles in the Denver Post, the Denver Art Museum has taken down information about the Emma Bunker Art Acquisition Fund from its website. After Bunker passed away last year at the age of 90, the museum named an Asian Art Purchase Fund in her honor to mark the 6 decades she spent donating. Now her name has been removed from the gallery as well. Bunker's relationship with accused art smuggler Douglas Latchford led the museum to obtain stolen artifacts. Now, 3 Thai artifacts in the museum's collection are being investigated by federal authorities. The Denver Art Museum was unavailable for comment. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
The state has submitted a proposal to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to import prescription drugs from Canada. It's the first step in requesting federal approval to operate Colorado's Canadian Drug Importation Program. It aims to save consumers and employers an average of 65% on imported medications. A state analysis found importation could result in up to $88 million in savings annually, depending on market adoption. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It is 10:05 this hour. We will be joining Jen White for 1A. And when 1A begins, we'll talk about layoffs in the tech industry.